Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Crucial visit today for the president of Ukraine. He's in the nation's capital visiting with U.S. leaders in a bid to secure more money, billions more in assistance for Ukraine's defense against Russia. The visit comes as Volodymyr Zelensky's country works to recover from overnight's Russian strikes that killed at least 5 people in Ukraine. President Zelensky has met with members of the Senate and House in separate meetings today. NPR's Claudia Grisales reports he shared an urgent message that U.S. aid is needed now.
Zelensky spoke to reporters after meeting with members of Congress behind closed doors for about an hour. He said he hopes to continue contact with lawmakers and more.
Well, basically, we had a great dialogue. I'm very thankful to you, journalists, senators, Congress, for helping us, support us.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said Zelensky made the case for continued assistance from the United States.
Mr. Zelensky said, if we don't get the aid, we will lose the war.
President Biden wants to see billions more in aid directed towards Ukraine, but House Republicans remain firmly opposed. Claudia Grisales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Speaker Kevin McCarthy suffers another setback on the House floor today.
On this vote, the yeas are 212. The nays are 216. The resolution is not adopted.
NPR's Windsor Johnson reports a group of Republican hardliners blocked attempts to move ahead with the annual defense spending bill.
Members of the House Freedom Caucus have repeatedly demanded that the appropriations bill hit their target of about $1.4 billion, which is well below an agreement that Speaker McCarthy reached with President Biden earlier this year. The latest setback for McCarthy comes as he tries to convince the group of conservative holdouts to pass a short-term spending bill to keep the government open after September 30th.
Windsor Johnston reporting. This August was the hottest August ever recorded on Earth. NPR's Rebecca Hersher has details.
This August was the warmest August on record globally, going back to 1850, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. It was more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than average. The same is true for the summer as a whole, from June through August worldwide. There is now a 95% chance that this year will end up being either the hottest or the second hottest year on record, federal forecasters say. In the U.S., multiple states broke records for heat. It was the hottest August and year so far ever recorded in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. Climate change is causing global temperatures to march higher and higher, driving more deadly heat waves, hurricanes, rainstorms, and wildfires. Global greenhouse gas emissions must fall rapidly to avoid even more catastrophic warming in the coming decades. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
It's NPR. Screenwriters and studios are holding a second straight day of negotiations, fueling hope that the nearly 5-month-old writer's strike may end soon. Top entertainment executives, including the CEOs of Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, and Netflix, attended last night's talks. Since May, the Writers Guild of America has been on strike for higher pay and residuals, as well as stronger job protections against the industry's increasing reliance on artificial intelligence. Members of SAG-AFTRA are fighting for similar protections. They went on strike in July. Auction bids on an iconic collar worn by the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg reach nearly $200,000 today. But as NPR's Kristen Wright tells us, the sale has not made it across the finish line just yet.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg famously wore the Pegasus collar in her official portrait taken in 2018 when she returned to the bench after a bad fall. The Potomac Company auction house describes the layered silver metallic feathered collar as evoking power and strength. The highest bid was $195,000, but that's less than the amount the confidential seller and the auction house were willing to accept. Elizabeth Weinstein, owner of the Potomac Company, says now they're accepting private offers.
It represents her rising back up as a strong woman fighting for gender and equality.
Ginsburg wore her many intricate collars on the bench. The Pegasus was said to be a favorite. Kristen Wright, NPR News, Washington.
The Dow is down 171 points. It's NPR.